in the car seat. That guy, Terry Dwayne Ashford, coming to you this Sunday morning. I'm Terry Dwayne Ashford, bringing it to you like you like it. Well, guys, reports have shown that NPR, National Public Radio, has shown an increase in listenership over the last couple days, especially during the election. We have more on that from in the car seat. That guy, Terry Dwayne Ashford. If you all would recall, please recall that Terry Dwayne Ashford's in the car seat, that guy friend who he charges to helping to save his life. In the car seat, that guy's life is Scott Horsley, who works for the National Public Radio. In the car seat, that guy, Terry Dwayne Ashford, want to thank you all for that surge, for listening to National Public Radio. In the car seat, that guy, in the car seat, that show has seen an increase in the NPR listeners' rating since that announcement from very nice guy, very wonderful, good gesture from Scott Horsley that helped save the life of in the car seat, that guy, Terry Dwayne Ashford. Without NPR, probably the funds that Scott makes from NPR, you probably wouldn't be able to hear me today. So in the car seat, that guy is putting it out there for you guys to know that NPR is receiving a listener rating increase on the number of people who's listening to the radio these days. We got some more information for you on that coming up soon. During the election, 2020 election this year between Trump and Biden, NPR received that this biggest surge in the number of page hits that went to NPR's website for that election count news. That information comes from WebWire. WebWire, and it was posted on November 12th this year, just recently, within the last week or so, that NPR received a huge surge. We're going to come back to some numbers there. NPR, when I think of NPR, I think of Scott Horsley, and I think of my life been saved. So that's why I'm providing you guys with this information. Good people follow good people, as they used to say back in the day, birds of a feather flock together. So when we as good people stand together, then we as good people, we all flourish and prosper together. Giving you some figures, some numbers, some counts here. NPR received its largest audience in the count of 34.7 million unique users that went to the NPR Public Radio's website. Unique users. That means that these unique users that went to the page was unique to the page. There may have been first-time users, but they definitely weren't consistent visitors of the page. A total of 34.7 million went to the NPR site, their NPR radio, to receive their news on election coverage. What that translates to is 158.9 million page views for each user. Now, let me go ahead and clarify what that means when we are giving you all these figures here. That means that one user may have gone to the site, but that particular user visited several different pages while he was on that site. So it was a total of 158.9 million page views. And by a total of 34.7 million unique users that went to the National Public Radio website and got their news from the election from November 1st to November the 7th was the count, the date that these counts are referring to. And I want to mention that that increase comes in lieu of in the car seat, that guy announcing that Scott Horsley, who works for National Public Radio, may have saved his life and helped him through the tragedy. So we're grateful for you guys going to National Public Radio, getting your news there, as I hope that you would also stand behind in the car seat, that guy, Terry Dwayne Ashford, as we move on and bring you the news, bring you what you like, bring it to you like it. Good people stand together. Just like the birds of a feather flock together, good people should stand together, and that's what we're doing here. So thank you guys so much for going to National Public Radio and getting your news from there. Stay with us here to a Treat Now News and the Cars. Eat that guy and listen to us and help us to live also. I'm Terry Dwayne Ashford. NPR's website can be reached by entering in your web browser, www.NPR.org. I'm Terry Dwayne Ashford, reporting for Street Now News. We do source web wire for some of that information. So now we're going to take you to the NPR actual press release that their listenership has been enhanced by African-American women and Latino listeners. We have more for you on that coming up shortly. We also want to report that this particular growth for NPR, National Public Radio, is up about 30% since 2014. 30%, that's a lot of people, and that's mostly women, African-American, and Latino. Between the ages of 13 and 34 is what is the demographic age group there. 13 to 34, that's pretty young. That's pretty good. You know, the younger you catch them, the longer they might stay. So that means that you're building something really good here. The majority of this increase in this growth for National Public Radio comes from its spoken word audio division. And I'm going to give you more on what that is, what that means for you, too. When we're speaking of spoken word audio, we're speaking of the news, the sports, the audiobooks, something very, very interesting. Noticing that people are listening on a daily basis to books on audio, not necessarily music. You know, there was a time is when you hear people listening to their headphones, you're thinking they're listening to music. Well, they're listening now to audiobooks. And that's been the majority of the growth for the National Public Radio is the spoken word, which, again, I'm going to give it to you again, news, sports, broadcasts like this that you're hearing right now, podcast and audiobooks. Hey, look, we're going to close this out right now on NPR, and we're running this report this morning because of the growth that seems to correlate within the car seat, that guy and Scott Horsley's friendship. We are totally appreciative of that. We've seen this thus far in other places as well, and we want to give a shout out to Georgia State University. With Georgia State University, when Terry Dwayne Ashford, in the car seat, that guy, finished there in 2015, by golly, guess what? Georgia State University ended up buying out the entire Georgia Perimeter College, which is the college that he took the online courses. Had the last four online courses at to transfer back to Georgia State. Georgia State went and bought Georgia Perimeter College for that in lieu. I'm not saying it's because of, but it's very interesting that it's in lieu of the end of car. See, that guy finishing his work there at Georgia Perimeter College. So Georgia State University bought it. Give a shout out to Georgia State University, too. And we'll be right back with you shortly. What we're trying to reflect here for you is that goodwill brings about good prosper. Goodwill brings about good prosper. And when you're doing good things and you're doing them with good people, then many times you prosper. Prosper from that, from the association of doing the good things on the earth here in Washington, D.C., wherever you are. In other news today, from Terry Dwayne Ashford Street Now News, we're going to report that the Trump administration tried to stop the certification of the votes in the state of Pennsylvania, and a judge halted that and allowed the certification of Pennsylvania's votes to go as stand. So therefore, President Trump was denied by the judge to stop the voting certification in that particular state. That particular report came from CBS News through Street Now News. And on to weather. The high today is going to be 60 degrees. The low today is going to be 48 degrees. Right now, it feels like it's about 50 degrees outside. The time right now is 10:15 Eastern Standard Time in Washington, D.C., the United States of America. I'm Terry Dwayne Ashford, reporting for In the Car. See that guy in the car. See that show for Street Now News. November 22nd, it's a Sunday. We're now going to weather.com. Who's helping us out with the weather today? Street Now News with Terry Dwayne Ashford. It's 11 a.m. and we're looking at 53 degrees Fahrenheit outside at this time with the 1% humidity. East is traveling, wind is traveling east, 7 miles per hour. And the humidity, again, is at, actually, yeah, the humidity is at 59%. While it's 53 outside, it feels like it's 51. And the UV index is 1 of 10 right now. Let's look at the hourly and look at around about 1 p.m. We're going to be at a high of 56 degrees. East is going to be traveling east. Wind is going to be traveling east, 6 miles per hour. The highest time, I'm sorry, let's go ahead and correct that. At 3 p.m. today, the wind is going to be traveling steel going east at 6 miles per hour, but the temperature would have risen to 58 degrees outside. That's going to be our news on weather today. I'm Terry Dwayne Ashford. Thank you so much for staying with us. You are listening to the In the Car, Seat That Guy on the In the Car, Seat That Show report today from Street Now News. I'm Terry Dwayne Ashford.
Terry Dwayne Ashford right here, all for you.
You know, I didn't know that anyone cared about people like me who cared so much that it hurt. So when I realized that I cared so much that it caused even subliminal pain to myself, I had to figure something out. How was I going to live like this? I saw that there were few people doing it the way, whatever it was in me, whatever it was in my personality, I saw few people were doing it that way. But what I was feeling was and is me. It was at that time, young boy, that I decided which side I was going to take, if there were sides at all. And then after I took that side and said, okay, this is how I have to live, how I have to be, because it's who I am, personality. It was then, as a little boy, that I strategized on how I was going to end up in life, who I was going to marry, what was I going to be.
You may listen to the remainder of that report during the November 21st, Saturday's report by In the Car, Seat That Guy, Terry Dwayne Ashford. I'm here and we're closing out for today. You have a wonderful day. It's Sunday. It's a beautiful day outside. So you enjoy.